Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your boy CEO, and this is Thoughts from a High Horse. On today's episode, we're going to talk about the power of excellent credit. The power of excellent credit. Yeah, this is going to be a good one. Let's get right to it. Look, I'm going to keep it real with you. You can survive with bad credit, but it won't be easy and it won't be cheap. Facts. Now, on the flip side, when you have excellent credit, it will be easy and it will be a lot less expensive. Dang. Bet you didn't know that, did you? And I'm going to tell you why. So when you have excellent credit, you get lower interest rates on your credit cards and your loans. For example, John has a 30-year mortgage. John has excellent credit at 3.5%. So let me say that again because I just scattered that up. Let's just say this again. Hey, let's rewind. Okay. John, who has excellent credit, has a 30-year mortgage at 3.5%. James, who has poor credit, has a 3.5%. Nope, actually, it's a 7%. We didn't see that he had terrible credit. Actually, we did see that. That was a typo. We had to re-erase that and rewrite that in. Let's pencil that one in. Yep. Okay, James, with poor credit, has a 7% 30-year mortgage. That's double. Oh, my God. That's crazy. Okay, John, with excellent credit, he was issued a $10,000 limit on his credit card. And his percentage is 9%. James, he was issued $250, and his rate will be 24%. Wow, that's crazy, man. You see how they do you. That's why you got excellent credit, man. John is doing that thing. He lit. Why, James? Oh, James, you got to get together, bro. You got to get together, bro. Holla at me. Holla at me when this episode over, man. I'll help you get your credit up. All right, bro? Yeah. But no, for real, though, it's important. And, I mean, not only do you get better interest rates, but you have a better chance for getting approved for that credit card or that loan if you have excellent credit. I mean, to be real, you probably weren't even applying for it because you know you had, if you had bad credit, you probably weren't even applying for a new credit card or a loan because you know you have bad credit and you know they're going to reject you. And you won't be rejected because nobody wants to be rejected. Yeah, but guess what? We about to get on that thing and we going to make sure we get straight though because we need a strong credit score, man. That's why you tuning in. You trying to figure out how to get that strong credit score. You want that excellent credit score. And you know I got some answers. I got some tips and I got some tricks. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man, better chance of getting approved for it in the first place. And then you apply with some confidence. You like, oh man, yeah, I got excellent credit. Now, let me keep it G with you. Having an excellent credit score doesn't guarantee approval because, you know, the lenders, they still consider other factors like your income and your debt, things like that. But it does give you a very good chance of getting approved. So have that excellent credit. And, you know, again, you can apply with confidence because you like, yeah, I got excellent credit. Strong flex. And that's going to give you more negotiating power. Right? So say you get approved for that thing, they'd be like, yeah, we're going to do like this right here. And you're like, that don't work for me. You don't know what I'm saying? I need a little bit better. And they're like, well, how what you need, bruh? And then you're like, I need something better. And they say, what? And you say this. And they say, nah. And you say, why leave? And they say, okay, we'll meet you there. Okay? You see what I'm saying? You can negotiate. Because now you've got that excellent credit score. You're going to leverage that thing to get a better interest rate on that loan or that credit card. Because they might want to charge you 20%. You're like, hold up, man. Hold up. 20%? Did you not see my credit score, dog? It's excellent. I need you to chop that thing down to 10. Yeah, I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you. And on top of that, just like we were saying with John and James, because John had that excellent credit score, John got 10 bands. But James, oh, James, he only got 250. And the thing that's even crazier about this is the more of a limit you have, the higher your credit score is going to go. That goes back to our last episode with the credit factors, credit utilization. You'll remember that. Credit utilization. Yeah, that was worth how much? Does anyone remember? You guys don't remember. Okay, good, good. I got you. 30%. That was 30% of that credit score pie. You feel me? And so you need to have that thing as big as possible. Have that limit, you know, and I'm talking about that total limit, total credit limit. And if you're getting higher limits, obviously, that means your credit, total credit limit is higher. You know? And that's, again, that's 30% of that credit pie. So you want to focus on getting that excellent credit. You know what I'm saying? And then it's going to be easier for you to get approved for like a rental house or an apartment or something like that. Because you better believe these people, these landlords, man, come on. You think they ain't looking at your credit score? Man, I was in there. I was in that situation. I had to get a cosigner. Credit was terrible. Terrible. Remember, I told y'all last episode, I started at a 500. 500. You know what I mean? That's poor. That's poor. That's poor. Yeah, I needed a cosigner though, man. They were not letting your boy in there. And that security deposit was insane. They played your boy. You know, and that's how I got, you know, I got worked on that. Yeah, they look for that credit though when you want to, you know, rent someplace or something like that. And you know what's even crazier? When you have excellent credit though, you're going to get better car insurance rates, man. Is you serious, dog? Car insurance rates? Yeah, dog. Crazy. Because you better believe these insurance companies definitely use that bad credit score against you. You know what I'm saying? I know a couple homies that are insurance agents. You know, I think they're, like, they own their own little, you know, they run their own little office or whatever. You know, it's like, I guess it's like a franchise. I'm not entirely sure. But anyway, they're insurance agents. And I spoke with a couple of my homeboys that do that. And they definitely said that people with bad credit tend to file more claims. And therefore, they are penalized with higher premiums. Now, if I believe that or not, I don't know, man. Like, that's kind of some stereotypical bullish. But, you know, if that's the numbers are the numbers. You feel me? You smell me? All right, we Gucci. I mean, I'm just saying, you got to have excellent credit. You got to have it. You got to have it. You got to be working hard for that thing, man. Don't go to sleep until that thing is up there. And then once you get up there, you know, these little couple things I'm telling you right now, you should be, that just to motivate you to want to keep that thing up there. You know what I'm saying? Stay on top of that thing. Yeah. Yeah, because when you got excellent credit, you can walk into any cell phone place and be like, yo, give me a phone, and I don't want to pay no security deposit. And then they be like, well, who you think you is? And you hit them with that credit score, and they say, yes, you can have any phone you want, and we won't charge you a dime for a security deposit. Yeah, and you better believe when you don't have excellent credit, you walk in there and get that cell phone, you already know. You already know you're paying a security deposit. You already know that. You're just trying to figure out how much of a security deposit you're about to pay. You know what I mean? It's crazy, man. It's crazy. And then, like, even with that, in that same vein, say you want to turn on some lights at an apartment or a home that you have just rented or bought. Guess what? If you have that poor credit, they're going to hit you with that security deposit. You better believe it, man. You're getting a deposit on your utilities, man. These companies, they are charging you a deposit to even do business with you. Let me rephrase that. They're charging you money to take your money. Oh, man. Wow. That's crazy, man. And that's why you gotta have excellent credit, man. It's just like it's too much going against you when you have bad credit, you know. And then it just keeps you down in the depths of life when you should be out there living your best life. Selfie, you know what I'm saying? I'm not taking a selfie for real. So, but anyway, it's 4:20, and I know you got something to do because I got something to do too. So I'm going to let y'all go. But before I let y'all go, I want to thank y'all for tuning in. You know, hopefully you're going to tune in with me next time because we're going to keep getting it. We're going to keep going. We just getting started, man. This thing about to be lit. You better believe it. But anyway, appreciate y'all. Catch y'all on the next episode. It's your boy CEO, and you already know what this is.